Hello again, Blank Ghoul Tech. This is Brian Peterson, also known as Paladin. You may remember me from my Swift podcast a few weeks back. Last month, as a matter of fact. I'm here to demonstrate yet another game. This game has actually been around since the summer of 2004, and there has already been a review done for it for Main Menu by Mr. Raul Gallegos, who I must say did a pretty good job. He tends to do a pretty good job on the stuff that he does with the audio reviews and stuff. I found all of his very informative and helpful. And I'm going to take a little different tack than him. I'm actually going to... he kind of skipped through the game a little bit from... I'm probably just going to play a couple of levels, and yes, I do mean the full level, which encompasses both acts and the boss, probably. But anyway, what this game is, it's a side-scroller, which means you walk from left to right. It's not 3D like let's say, Shades of Doom from GMA Games, although I do have that, and I may do a review of the newer version, which just came out last fall. December, I think it was. Last December. But anyway, if you remember games like the old Pitfall on the Atari 2600 or Super Mario Brothers on the old Nintendo, those were side-scrollers. And that is what Super Liam is, and so you will probably be very familiar with the mechanics. Now, in Super Liam, you play a character who, amazingly enough, is called Super Liam. And he is out on a quest for the scientist, Dr. Quark, to destroy the evil robot X-1. And in order to do this, he's got to fight his way through 7 levels, each of which has a total of 3 parts, which are called acts. Although actually the third act is not so much the act, but the level boss, which, for the most part, it's a big giant robot that is a lot tougher than the regular robots that you kill, like the which I'll talk about those. So there is a boss level, which is either a boss robot, you know, a giant robot with various attack patterns, or there are 2 cases where it is actually a bomb that's about to go off, and so your goal is to get out of the area before the bomb goes off. There are 2 of those levels, and then there are actually 4 or 5 actual bosses. I'm trying to think. There's Airbot, Cyclebot, Wildbot, Laserbot, and X1. Yes, so there are 5 actual boss robots. And obviously one of them is X1, and we probably won't get to hear him. Although I may just use a cheat code after the actual game, and then just let you hear what actually happens when you fight X1. I may do that, or I may not. We'll see. But I figured I'd play through levels 1 and 2. And just to give you an idea of what the game has to offer, it has really cool music, really cool sound effects, and pretty darn good voice acting, considering all the actual character voices were done by one guy, Liam Irvin, which should give you an idea of the talent that he has. And I love his X1 voice, which you will hear that throughout this game. It's very funny. Just is the voice itself is pretty funny, just the tonal quality and stuff, because, well, you'll see what I mean here. Okay, so we've got Super Liam. I gotta remember here. Yes, there we go.
L-Works.
And this part is just a...
L-Works presents...
demo of what the game is. Now,
Super Leo!
I want to apologize for this for being most likely not being in stereo. I'm using Gold Wave. It's not the most current version. And I'm also not as familiar with the program as I probably should be, so anyway.
Please choose an option from the following menu.
No.
Start game.
I'm not sure how you would actually go about recording in actual stereo, so I apologize if this is not in stereo. Okay, so now we have the menu screen, and we have a very cool little tune going along with it. I like to boot up the game just to hear it, just to listen to that song sometimes. Although, if you have a media player like Winamp or even Sound Recorder, you can load the files and listen to them that way, because they are just waves. Okay, so we're on the main menu, and Mr. Kevin Reeves is telling us what to do here. He's giving us the menu choices, so we're on
Start game. Load game.
And the game does allow you to save. Does so automatically, as a matter of fact. If you exit a level by pressing escape, I believe the game will save. But it will also save at the end after you complete each level, or each act, which means you can restart a game at a boss level. It will save right before bosses. Which, for some of those bosses, is actually quite convenient, because some of those bosses are tricky.
Calibrate speakers.
Pretty much every audio game, at least the ones that are in stereo, are going to have an option of this kind. It'll say test speaker, any of those things. And it just tells you if your speakers are set up right, which is obviously very important. Because if they're not set up right, you're going to run into problems. And problems are not good, especially when you're in that big boss fight. And anyway.
Exit. Send score to lworks.net.
That is, pretty self-explanatory. You play a game, I don't know why I'm yawning all of a sudden, but anyway, you play a game, and you either die, or you beat the game, and the game will save that score, and you go to send score to lworks.net, and click on that, and then, obviously, you have to be connected to the internet, or have a connection available. And the game will send your last score to the Lworks server, and depending on if it's high enough, you may make the top 10. Apparently, the way this thing works is it'll actually post your score on the server, but that doesn't necessarily mean you get into the top 10. I don't even know if it'll show up on there, but probably not, I would think. So that's what that is. And if you have Norton Internet Security, which I do, you may want to make sure that it's configured to allow some of this, because it can cause problems with score posting, which is probably why I don't do it very often.
Exit
game. Pretty self-explanatory there. When you're done, you press that.
Start game.
Now, there are no difficulty levels, which is one thing I don't like about Super Land, is there are no higher difficulty levels. Although there are some places that make me glad there aren't. Levels 5 and 7 are excellent examples, especially the second act of both, because I'll talk about that later. Now, when I press enter on start game, we're going to get a cutscene between Liam and Dr. Quark. And Dr. Quark has a very funny voice, so... And then the game will actually start, and I'll talk about the actual keystrokes. So here we go.
Oh, my head. I've got to be dreaming. I'm not really a superhero. I mean, that's just not possible. It happens in, the movies and TV, but that's not real, is it? No, it's not a dream. No.
Liam, it's me, Dr. Quark. How are you doing?
Well, I'm alive, but... my head really hurts.
Well, you'll have to put the pain aside. This is really important.
Yeah.
What I can gather from your GPS system is you're on the beach of some kind. I'm not really sure what's out there. I sense some life forms. You better be careful, though.
I'll do my best, Dr. Quark.
Well, good luck.
Sandy Surf. Act. 1.
I'm going to press P to pause it. Now, to move forwards, you press right. And then to move backwards, you press left. Now, if you want to turn around without moving, you press shift left or shift right, depending on if the enemy's behind you. And that's the quick, painless way to turn around. And so... So you heard the cutscene. We're on the beach, the sandy surf, and we've got a robot trooper off to the right. So what's going to happen is I'm going to go walk a little ways to get close enough to him, and I'm going to press control key to shoot him. And they take one hit. They're easy. Got him. There's a dog. He bit me.
90.
Wow, 10% damage. Okay, so I don't know if you can hear that. Let me get a little closer. That is a monkey throwing coconuts. And obviously they will hurt you, so obviously you don't want them. So you have to just run under. You can't kill the monkeys. And so what you do is you just run really fast under their tree. Like, when you hear the thud of the coconut, is a good time to run. And to run, you press the space bar and hold it down, and then you press the arrow for the direction you want to go. So. I tend to run through these levels, anyway. Whoa, whoa, whoa. I almost got hit by that coconut. Those are what I like to call robo dogs. Kill him. Now, I don't know if you can hear that. Now, that beeping is an object. And then off to the right, which means way out in front of Super Liam, still quite a ways away. Well, not too far away, obviously, because you can hear it. Well, I don't know if you can through here, but off to the right, I hear a faint clicking, kind of hum and a click. That is the end of level teleporter, which means you run up to that and you'll complete the level now. Obviously, that beeping is an object. That's either a health boost, more than likely, or an extra life. And Liam is at
90%.
Liam is at 90% health, so he's doing pretty good.
Health boost, 95%.
Yeah, I think they tend to well, I think it's kind of random, but I'd say generally you get about 5% of health back. Getting closer, you can hear the teleporter. And that sound is good. That means you're safe, at least until the next level starts. So I'm gonna... You just need to walk up to him, but I kinda like to jump. And now to jump, you press the up arrow once, and then you press the right arrow 5 or 6 times to steer, because Liam can... He can't fly, but he can kinda hover. And which is necessary, especially in level 2, where you have to jump over sewers. Jump, and so you can jump into the teleporter, which I think is kind of cool. Teleporting. I like the victory music.
Time bonus, 69 points. Your score for this level was 139 points.
Now, normally it's not.
Your
this
total
chopping.
Score is 639 points. Sandy Surf, Act 2.
Now, like I said, normally this is not this choppy, but I think Gold Wave is slowing things down, and so it's normally a lot more graceful. And now, you heard it say time bonus. That means, there are a few factors that determine how many points you get. Like, the higher your health percentage at the end of the level, the more points you get, as well as the number of lives. And then, obviously, the time bonus, which means the less time you take to complete the level. And I took quite a bit, because I was talking about everything. You can get, I think the most I've ever gotten was like 270-some points. So you can get a fairly big-sized time bonus if you're really quick about the level. And so now we're on level 2, which is going to be more of the same as level 1. More robo-dogs, more troopers, and, of course, more coconuts. So here we go. Now there are similar obstacles to those coconuts. There are, like in level 5, there are lasers on the walls that are exactly like those coconuts. You can't destroy them, and you have to just time your run. And the coconuts actually don't do much damage, but you will find that the wall lasers do quite a bit of damage. I think they can do about 20% damage to you, possibly more, so you want to really avoid them if you can. Ooh. Sorry. Sorry, Liam. I like that sound, that funk. You know, I probably shouldn't say this, but it sounded almost hollow. Oh, and then you can also duck. You press down the down arrow to duck, but that does not help against the coconuts. Ooh.
80%.
80%. Not too bad. Okay, so I took a step back, and like when you take a step backwards, you'll actually take a step, you'll turn in that direction and take a step. And if you want to just turn around without taking a step, you press shift and the desired arrow. And you hear a little, which means I'm facing back the way I came now. So if I turn back again, I'll be facing forward. And I've got a coconut, a monkey, a coconut throwing monkeys. A monkey dropping coconuts. So,
health boost.
And I got a health boost, which is
97%.
That was pretty good. 17% health. They can actually surprise you sometimes. They can actually restore quite a bit of health. Not normally as choppy as it is. The game isn't normally this choppy, it's the recording program. Ooh. That was almost.
Extra life.
Extra life. You know, and there are a lot of situations like that where the health boost is like right between two obstacles that are designed to hurt you. So, like, there's in level 7, I believe, there's this. Well, actually, I think in both level 5 and level 7, there's those wall lasers I told you about, the ones that you've got to really avoid because they do a lot of damage. And there's, like, in both levels 5 and 7, I believe in Act 2, there's this part where there's, like, the two wall lasers, and they fire at, like, exactly the same kind, same time, and there's health boosts, like, right between them. So, it's, like, fun. You avoid one laser, you pick the health boosts up, only to get hit by the next laser, so it's kind of like... this thing. As long as you keep moving, you should be fine.
Health boost.
So I should be at full health now. Okay, teleporter. Okay, so... that is the actual teleporter sound. You hear the little clicking and the humming. And when I go through the teleporter, we're going to get the time bonus, which probably isn't going to be much because of the amount of time I took to complete this level. And then we're going to get a boss. And we're going to... well, I'll talk about how you fight him once the battle actually starts, but yeah, we do have a boss battle coming up. Fairly easy, I should say. Jumped into the teleporter!
Your score for this level was 1,080 points. Your total score is 1,719 points.
Yep. Didn't even get a time bonus.
Ah, my communicator.
Well, hello there, Super Liam. I wanted to welcome you, but I have a lot of better things to do than deal with you. Well, anyways, I hope you enjoyed the beach, since you're about to get crushed by Airbot. Well, it was nice knowing you.
Sandy Surf, Airbot Battle.
Okay, so, number one, we've got a boss battle, and number two, we've been introduced to X1. That was who, well, you probably can guess that. That was who just called on the communicator, and he was talking like this, and he was kind of bored. And... you'll probably... He's really funny. I like just going in and listening to those cutscenes. Because you can do that. Like I said, the audio files are like WAV and MP3 and things like that. So you can actually go in with a good media player like Winamp or whatever you prefer. And you can just listen to them. And like I said, X1's very funny. So Airbot. We've got a really cool boss theme. And what Airbot does is he travels through the air, kind of. Well, actually, I don't know if he actually travels through the air, but you'll hear him coming. He kind of makes a whooshing sound, like a whoop, 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 you know, and hopefully you'll hear it. I don't know if that will, but you'll hear him come, and when he gets close enough, he has a laser that if he gets close enough, he'll zap you with his laser. But what happens is when he gets close enough, you shoot him. And you'll hear him laugh. And I'll talk about this. You'll hear him come, and you'll shoot him, and he'll laugh. And he'll jump up in the air and try to crush you. I don't know if you can hear him. He's coming. Shot him. So what happens is he's jumping up in the air, and I'm trying, and I shoot him each time he lands. Because if he lands on you, he'll... but he'll run towards you, and then he'll try to shoot you with his laser. And he gets fast as he can. So he zapped me. But yeah, he's going pretty fast now. Got him. He only takes like 10 shots to kill. What happens, like I said, is he started moving towards me, and I shot him. And you heard him laugh, which means he jumped up in the air, and, you know, you have
time
to get out
bonus
of his way before he...
250.
So what happens with him is you get out of his
points
way, and you wait for him
your
to
score
land,
for this level was...
And you turn around and
1,016 points. Your total score is 2,735 points.
Hey, that wasn't so bad at all.
Well, you beat Airbot, so what? Yeah, I got a big head, see if I care. Just remember, Liam, it gets harder.
yeah, sure it does, sure it does. Whoa! Talk about a warp or a jump or something. Wow, where am I?
Well, he wants to know where he is. Some superhero you are can't even tell where you're going.
Hey, man, shut up!
Yeah, you shut up too, you dummy. Well, you're on the suburban streets, and this is one of my favorite places in the world to watch you get fried. By the way, watch your step.
And he kind of means that literally.
Suburban streets. Act.
I like the
one
music in this one. Okay, so off in the right speaker, you hear a trooper. And then you hear a dripping sound. That's a sewer. And there are two steps. There's a two-step metal boundary before you fall in. And that's how you know when you jump. You heard those two metal steps? That's the sewer. And you jump up. What happens, to avoid these, you jump up and you press the right arrow about 6 times so you clear the sewer and you'll land on firm ground again. And there's a trooper waiting right there to say hi. Got him. And that was a motorcycle. What I like to call psycho bikers. And like I said, the sound isn't normally this choppy in the game. It's my recording program. So we've got another sewer. I jump up. Press right 6 times. And those cyclists do a lot of damage to you, so you want to avoid them if you can. As much as you can. Whoops! Yeah.
Suburban streets.
It's not always a good... It's not usually a good idea to run through these levels. So I avoided the bike, but I got hit by the robot. By the trooper. Health boost. Thank you. Makes you wonder if X1's so bent on killing you, why he even bothers to leave health boosts and extra lives laying around. Okay, teleporter. No, we're coming up on Act 2. And what I'm going to do for Act 2 is I'm actually going to show you the bonus level, which is a good way for you not only to rack up some serious points, but you can also come away with some serious lives.
100%.
Aha. And to access the bonus level, you get up to the first sewer, and when you jump, you press the radio 6 times instead of 3, and you'll go to the bonus level. And you'll skip the rest of the level you were on.
Time bonus. 180.
I'll show you what I mean.
3 points.
Level, but
your score for this level was 843 points. Your total score is 3,578 points. Suburban Streets, Act 2.
Oops. Ooh, ouch. Okay, now, here's the sewer, and watch what happens when I press the up arrow and do it 3 times instead of 6. And this time I won't actually die. This is one of the few times where you can get away with this.
It's bonus time.
Bonus level.
Bonus level.
I like the music in this level. Now in this level, there's no monsters. All you gotta do is just run.
1,000 point
health boost. Extra life. Extra life.
1,000 point bonus.
Extra life.
1,000 point bonus. 1,000 point bonus.
Time bonus, 269 points. Your score for this level was 4,697 points. Your total score is 8,275 points.
Ah, it's my communicator again. I have no idea who this could be.
Well, well, well. It's nice to see you've made it this far. It's getting tougher, though. Look off to your right. Yes, over there. And you'll see Psychobot. Yes, he's ready to mow you down, so... Nice knowing you, Super Liam. What a dumb name.
Suburban Streets. Psychobot Battle.
Okay, so you're probably thinking, wait a minute, what about the rest of level 2? Well, as like I mentioned before, if you go to a bonus level, you skip the rest of the level you were on, so now we're on the boss, which, as X1 said, that is Psychobot. And what happens is he's just like one of the cyclists earlier, except that unlike those, you can't actually kill him. What you do is you hear him coming, and you shoot him as many times as you can, and then you jump to avoid him. Otherwise, he'll run you over, and he does quite a bit of damage. And so then you have to turn around when you land and shoot him as he comes back towards you. Although, if you're quick enough, you can actually nail him a few times, well, 5 or 6 times as he's coming towards you, and then a few times before he actually turns around again. But you have to be really quick. And so, but you'll hear what I mean. He'll...
Got him.
As you heard third year, I got him a 2-9 Got him.
Time bonus 265 points. Your score for this level was 1,013 points. Your total score is 9,288 points. Wild Woods, Act 1. Start game.
I'm gonna actually exit the game here, because that should give you a pretty good game.
Exit.
Thanks for playing Super Liam. Visit l-works.net for more great games.
It's pretty cool. But anyway, that should give you a pretty good idea of what Super Liam has to offer. Cool music, cool sound effects, and a very funny story with a cool villain who well, let's just say he's funny. Actually, well, I'll talk about what happens when you fight X1, maybe, like, in another podcast, I don't know. But that's a pretty basic idea of what Super Liam has to offer. The first two levels should give you, I mean, obviously it's different each level, like the Wild Woods, which is the one it would have gone to, is obviously you're running through a forest and you have to avoid snakes and kill bears, and of course the boss is a robotic ape. And so then you go from there, and there's a volcanic level and a spaceship and a labyrinth of pipes and things like that where you avoid, well, a waterworks is what it is, and you avoid fans and drains and things like that. It's very... Yeah, and then, of course, X1's lab and the final confrontation with him. So there's still quite a bit, and there are two of those bonus games, and I'll let you figure out where the second one is. The first one, as you heard, was in level 2. I'll let you figure out where the next one is. Like I said, that's a pretty basic idea of what the game has to offer, and as it's said on there, the website is www.l-works.net. And I guess the one thing I don't like about Super Liam, well, there are a couple of things. And number one is you get the demo, and it lets you play all of level 1, including the boss, and then the first level of level 2, which is cool. But you have to download a separate file for the full version. The demo and the full version are not the same file. And so you have to download two files. But, you know, that's just a minor. I guess it worked best for them, and so, you know. And I think I may have... one thing that I don't necessarily like is they don't have... a lot of games have a sound descriptions file, and or an option in the menu, which, you know, tells you what each sound is, and I think it would have been helpful... Like, especially for some of the later enemies and obstacles and stuff, to have one of those where you can actually hear what the sounds are. Because of this, when you go into the program files, L-Works, Super Liam sounds path and stuff like that, when you look at the sounds, it doesn't actually necessarily say what the sounds, like, are. I mean, it'll say enemy 1, enemy 2, and those are the different types of enemies, but it won't necessarily say, it doesn't say robot trooper. As I'm sure you heard, there's like several different kinds of robot troopers, and there are other enemies still in the game beyond the first two levels that I showed you. But anyway, the absence of a learn game sounds option is kind of a small thing with me. I mean, yeah. But, yeah, like I said, it's still a fun game. And oh, and the other thing I don't like is the fact that there isn't, there's no option for playing the game on a higher difficulty. There's no other difficulty levels, which does, I have to admit, it does kind of detract from the replay value of the game. Excuse me, of the game. But there are cheat codes, and you get them by beating the game once, and they will let you do some pretty cool stuff. Like there's a stage select, there's a code that gets you a whole bunch of, like, super health and a lot of lives, and there's also, well, I'll let you see what those are, because you can get those, like I said, just by beating the game, and that cheat file also tells you how to input the cheat code. So anyway, that's my take on Super Lame. I'd say I'd give it a 9 out of 10, so yes, it's a high on my list of what I like to call Brian's Choice. And now, I don't know when it's going to be released, but there is a sequel. As far as I know, there is a sequel planned, and actually they started work on it last year, but Liam Irvin, busy guy that he is with college and other things, apparently had to suspend development on the game, I haven't heard that it's shelved permanently, so I'm guessing it's still going to be released. Nobody knows when, but so far as I know, the sequel is still planned. So hopefully we can look forward to Super Liam 2 sometime in the... Hopefully, I would hope within the next couple of years, but we'll see. It all depends on life in general, and... Although, much sooner than that, we can look forward to Judgment Day, the newest game from L-Works, which actually I'm really looking forward to that, as a matter of fact. So, we'll just see. Oh, and Super Liam. It used to be $25, but apparently he's dropped the price down to $30, and there is now an actual L-Works store on the website, which I think it's called the L-Works Store or something like that. I forget what the name of it actually is, but I don't think it had that. You just had to go to each page and click on the order link for each game, I think, is how you had to do it before. But now I think you can just go to the store and select whatever game you want to order and just go ahead and order it directly. And like I said, I think Super Liam is now $20. I remember I paid $25 when I purchased it 2 years ago, and it was well worth the money, and remains so to this day, 2 years later. So, if you have any questions or comments or suggestions, things like that, you can send them on over to b-peterson@hotmail.com, and that's B as in, well, Brian. At Hotmail, yeah, b-p-e-t-e-r-s-o-n, son of Peter, at hotmail.com, and, you know, send me your questions, comments, or suggestions, things like that, or if you just want to chat, and, that said, this is Brian Peterson, signing off. Enjoy this review, and more importantly, hope you enjoy Super Liam.